Right, first of all, I would like to thank Yishakayak to Ari Sussman and all the other Haskanim involved who get the share back on for our second winter. Second of all, I would like to thank the Olim for coming back from last year to Chizik to me. I think in itself is a display of the Kiddush Hashem that there are so many people who are interested in sharing business, which is basically what this year is about, Chesh Mishpat, which is halacha, hilchus of business. It lav dafka has to be business, personal things, but b'masa matan, that they are interested in trying to know how to fear masa matan ka halacha. The simon that we're trying to accomplish now is simon reish kof ches. Primarily it deals with genevis das, and that's what was advertised. However, it's broken down into three parts. Mikala lochem, it starts off with general dinim of anoz dvarim, how paining people, afflicting people with words or with actions. Then it moves on to a form of a genevis das type of situation, not a mecha chamemka, but where you socially fool the person to owe you one. A simple example would be you have no intention to attending someone's chasana, and you go over to him and you say, "Oh, I'd really love to come, but I have a different engagement, but it was already pre-scheduled." And you're lying to the guy, and like this, it might be etiquette, and that's why you think you have a hetter to do that, but basically is, you're showing him a false impression that you are his friend enough to come to his chasna, or things like that. We're going to go into a different form than just giving you a basic idea. And then we'll move into the third thing, which is genevis das in mecha chumemkar, and that is how to market something, how to advertise, what you're allowed to do, how you're allowed to improve the appearance of the chayfetz you're trying to market, etc. Like I said, so tonight we're going to try to accomplish the first third of this simon, which deals with anoz devarim. To start off with a mili b'dichusa, there's a drashas chsam soifa. There's a gemara in Sanhedrin, Tzadi Tesam and Beis. The gemara says, heichi domi apikairis. What's an apikairis? Where it says, "Kegoin hani de amri, mayahani lon rabbanan." What does the rabbanan help us? Me oylam never leishar lon urva. Did they ever matter permit for us an urva, an oirev, a raven, which is a tray for bird? Lo asru lon yoina, and they never asked. They never prohibited a yoina, which is a kosher bird. So that means they never turayf anything. Whatever was also remained also. Whatever was muta remained muta. So what did they turayf for us? Avada they're learning. Avada is very geshmak. The mekayim mitzvos limud haTorah. But Mayahani Lon, what did they do for us? They never turayf anything for us in the change of halacha. They never turayf a nis, and they never turayf a heta. Now, some soif is bothered. What's that was punkt with chapon and oiriv and a yoina? Chapon, there are many species which are also, there are many animals which are also. Could have chapon a chaza. What's that was we chapon that me'ilom, they never were matter and oiriv, and they never acid a yoina. Like some Sefer says, "Al Pidrush," an interesting pshat in this Gemara. He says, "Bava Nesenu Arabim," says it's frequent that someone comes to a Din Torah, and after he loses the Din Torah, he becomes a sore loser. He starts either beshmatzing the Bez Din, saying that they weren't familiar with the Mitzias, so they're not in depth, they're not experienced, or he starts saying other shmutz on the Bez Din or on the Psak. And Be'etzim, he's really koifin the mahalach that the Torah prescribed for someone who has a dispute. He's koifin the whole idea, the whole concept of halacha and how to govern, how to adjudicate disputes. But he said, what will happen is that this person will end up defying the Bezdin Psak, not listening to the Bezdin. And then ultimately what will happen is that the Tevei, the plaintiff who was given an award from Bezdin, won the case, will then try to push his case from socially and put up signs or go to Rabbanim and bashmutz the guy that this guy is a loitzai sladin. He's not upholding the psak. So he says, from the angle of this person who lost the case, he says he is someone who is responsible to pay and he's shirking his responsibility. An oirev, a raven, is someone the Chazal say is an achzori albonov. He's someone who's has responsibilities that every other animal has, every other person has, to support a family, whatever it is. And he is someone who shirks his responsibility. He's an akzari to things which are mukhuya for him to accomplish, for him to fulfill. And he's an akzari. So this oirev, This person who lost the case, who lost the Din Torah, is saying, Me'olam, he's bashmutzing Chazal, and this is an apikiris par excellence, is an apikiris. He's saying, Me'olam lo sharu lo nurva. They never permitted someone who lost the case in the Din Torah, and they never permitted this Eirev, this one who's responsible to pay, they never let him off the hook that he's allowed not to pay. And they never asked Yoina. He says Yoina is a lashon of a noah's tvarim. This person who now won the case is going around by schmutzing around town in the rabbonim, and the loser is screaming, you know, okay, I lost the case, but it's not fair. Look with the noah's tvarim in the busha and what he's doing to me. He's a mabim pnei chaver baravim and all the fancy tainas that he has. All of a sudden, he remembers mamari chazal. He does remember to pay, but he remembers all the mamari chazal to go against this person, this plaintiff who's bashmutzing him. He says this oyer is talking, this loser is talking, he says, and they don't prohibit this other guy from bashmutzing me. He says, that is pshat and chazal, it's a drush, but that's pshat and chazal, it's a santa pshat, and what an apikaris is. From the Ksam Soif, you see, obviously, you see that someone who taka loses a psak and is not willing to fulfill the psak, there is a heta for the plaintiff to go around and bashmutz him. And he, apparently that's not a problem of ono. And in fact, he even says a loshin. To find it, sorry, that he's doing a bit tzedek. He says a lashon that he's a tzaddik bedino. He's right, and he has a right to bashmutzim because he has a schus. He's yotza zaka bedino, an ancient male. And no one's helping him out. He has a right to be poya piv ala rosha. He has a right to do that. He even says he's a like tumur tashlum mikaspe. But whatever, it's in the Santa Pshat in the Ksam Sefer, a play in Chazam. All right, we'll start off with, like I said, Simon Reshkov Chesif Aleph. I think it's, I should say Hagdoma. What is a Noah's Dvarim? What is the Issa? What's the Hagdora of a Noah's Dvarim? And if you're Medaik and Rishonim, you see it's really a Makleikas Rishonim. Rashi and others hold that a Noah's Dvarim means you're not allowed to afflict someone, you're not allowed to cause pain to someone with words. General, Klal, you shouldn't be Mitzahir someone. Other Rishonim, the Meiri and other Rishonim say that Onos Dvarim means Boishas. You're not allowed to be Mavayish, son. And the Chavetz Chaim goes with the first Rishonim who say that it's Inin of Tsar, you're not allowed to be Mitzar, son. Yet it's Meduik and the Chinuch, who also holds that Grashia has to do with Tsar, but it's Meduik and the Chinuch that Boishas is Bechlal. The Chavetz Chaim reads a Duch that even though the general Issa is Tsar, but if Adam Nichlal in his general Issa is an Issa to be Mevayish, because if you're Mevayish on, you also Mitzayim him. Yet we come as I'm on. If you're Mevayish and Mevad, you're going to be Mitzayim. So that will be Nichlal in his general Issa of Anor. I'm going to see many examples, and you have to fathom. I mean, if it's a general Issa of Tzar, so everything you can say is Tzar. But if it's Indian of Boishes, we have to go through one by one to see how each example fits in to the Issa of Boishes. Where's the Boishes in a lot of these examples? All right, let's start off and we'll see how it plays itself out. Zokta Mechabit Sif Aleph. Kishem Shoenoa B'mekach U'memka Akach Anoa B'dvorim. We have learned last year in Reshkav Zayin that there's Anoa B'mekach U'memka. You're not allowed to overcharge someone, you're not allowed to underpay someone in a sale. And the two Asurim are next to each other in Pashas Bahar. And the Mechabit, and actually it's a Lashon and Mishnah as well. Kishem Shoenoa B'mekach U'memka. So just like there's Anoa, there's a lav in the Torah. You're not allowed to victimize someone in Mecca, Chomemka, Kachano, Bedvarim. So too, you're not allowed to pain someone, to be ma'anu someone with the words. Ugdela Anoas Dvarim Anoas Momin. In fact, Anoas Dvarim is even greater. The Issa is more chomer than the Issa by Anoas Momin. The Mechabi says for three reasons why Anoas Dvarim is more chomer than Anoas Momin. First of all, she's a nitinli shavan. Anoas Momin is nitinli shavan. If you talk overcharge someone, you can always correct it later on, from the uchus of Anoa, and paying back. If it's a shtus, you could adjust the price. If it's yes mishtus, it's a bit to mekach, like we learned. However, Anoa's dvarim, vizel lo nitin li shavin. Once you say a bad word, once you pain someone, that's it, it's too late. You can't take your word back. Second reason, zeb begufay, vizel b'mamoynoy. Anoa's dvarim pains the person himself. Mashenkin, this, Anoas Momin is only b'mamayna. You stole whatever, you took extra from him, you shouldn't have taken, but you're only hurting his Momin, you're not hurting himself. And third, and finally, there's a special din that someone who complains, someone who's mispalel, someone who cries out on a noyes tvarim, he's nena miyad. There's a haftacha that'll be nena miyad. The Gemara says that anyone who's tzayek al noyes tvarim, ein hashan ninol b'fonav. Even though all the other sharim were ninalu, the shar of a noyes tvarim is not ninal. And the Gemara says, vaita, that not only that, all other einshin, hakol nifrei de shliach, all other ancient HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his emissaries, his shlichim, his malachim, to carry out the judgment. Chutz mi'ana, ana HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps by himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu don b'chvaydo yiv'atzmai. He himself carries out the verdict. Tumara Dashan from Chaymetz Anak, I saw there's a Mishnah Melech, he Dashan, Pasha Drachim, he Dashan from the Pasek, it says, V'reitzim yalakecha, ani Hashem. And like we have by the Haggadah, ani Hashem, ani v'loi shliach, ani v'loi malach, so too, by Noah's Tavar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll take care of it. Ani, I'm going to take care of it. Mamele, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's doing it, it happens swifter than if he would do it when he sends out Shlichim. All right. So those are the three things that Noah's Tavar is worse than Noah's Moment. Now, it's good to point out, maybe it's a diak, but at least the Rishonim say this, is that Anoas Dvarim do not get Malkis, even though it's allowed in the Torah. We know that Anoas Mamet doesn't get Malkis because it's Nitin Leishavin. L'chayra Anoas Dvarim, which is Loi Nitin Leishavin, L'chayra should get Malkis. Nevertheless, we say that Anoas Dvarim does not get Malkis, and the Iker reason is because it's Alav She'en Boi Maisa. Alav She'en Boi Maisa is Ein Loikin Olof. There's a Mordechai, Shira Mordechai, and the Mepharshim try to explain. Chatna Mordechai, and Mordechai says he does get Malkis, and they try to explain the Mordechai means Malkis Mardis, because Menat Torah, Lav Shem B'Mais, he would not get Malkis. Then the Ramah continues. The Ramah says, V'yesh Oimrim. He's going to give you two heterim to this halacha. First of all, V'yesh Oimrim, De'ein Mutzuvan al Anoas Dvarim Elo L'Yirei Hashem. You're only Mutzuvan Anoas Dvarim to someone who's a Shem Yeter Mitzvah. To him, you're not allowed to be a Ma'ana with words. Someone who is not a Shem Yitarim Mitzvah, you are allowed to pain him, to afflict him with words. Maybe there will be other Yisurim involved, there could be Nakama, other issues involved, but as the Yisuv Anoas Dvarim, there's not going to be Anoas Dvarim if he's not a Shem Yitarim Mitzvah. Shtikum HaShmois of the Ramah is there has to be someone who is a Yirei Hashem, Lafuki, even a Tinik Shenishba. Tinik Shenishba, he's not at fault, he didn't have a Jewish education, but nevertheless, Saif Kol Saif, with all his excuses, Lemaisa, he's not a Yirei Hashem. However, the Shevet HaLevi in Shuvah say, he says that Hu Adin, Atinik Shanishp, is Nichlal, that you're not in this love, you're not allowed to paint him with words. So this is where this is learned out from. This din of Elul Yerei Hashem is learned out from the Gemara talk. The Gemara says, Amisaka, Am She'itcha B'Torah of Amitzes. So Shevet HaLevi holds that someone who's a Tinnik Shanishpa, he's not at fault why he doesn't keep Torah of Amitzes. He's Nichlal in and Am She'itcha B'Torah of Amitzes. It's a Chiddush. I'm not saying it's not. Mashmois, Mshat, Alosh, and Adar Ma sounds like that. And a Chanami that, not like the Shevet HaLevi, that someone who fart is not, like he said, fart and Abigar isn't Abigar. Fart, someone is not Shemet Torah Mitzes, is Lamaisa, not Shemet Torah Mitzes. Now it's learned down from Am She'itcha B'Torah V'Mitzvah. The Shulchan Aruch Rav points out that this heta of Yirei Hashem, someone who's not a Shem Yirei Mitzvah, the other heta is only someone who's not a Shem Yirei Mitzvah, and you gave him proper Tokacha, and he wasn't Makabel Tokacha, then he's not a Shem Yirei Mitzvah, then you have a right to be Ma'anehim B'Dvarim. V'Yisai Soon who is Yeb Chlal, someone if you would give him proper Tachaka, he would keep Torah Mitzvahs. You have no right, he's still Nichlal in Amisech, he's still Nichlal in Am She'itcha Torah Mitzvahs. Shal is, how come someone is Am She'itcha Torah Mitzvahs, not she's Mekayim Torah Mitzvahs, someone's Mechalal Shabbos, someone who has other Yisurim, he wears Klaim, he eats Treif, first step is he should be Nichlal in Amisech. So Chayis Tama Yavakash, and Maram Shik, yes, and Ramah, how can Ramah say, it's really Gemara. Amisach is Am She'itcha B'Torah Mitzvahs. That's what we saw in the Yirei Hashem. How does the mitzvah in the Torah chech techiach is Amisach? What is the mitzvah going on? The Chayi is someone who did something wrong. You have a tziva, you know, a chiv in the Torah to set him right, to explain to him the beauty of the Torah and the mitzvahs of the Torah, and to be mechiach him how to keep Torah. Now, the mitzvah is hachayach techiach is amizach. If amizach is limited to someone who has already performed Torah mitzvahs, so there's no mokum for tachacha. Elamai must be that he did an aveira. If he did an aveira, then where is the chayik the mitzvah chayik to chayik samisachi? Not bechol amisacha. They fact the maram shik. And Avnei Nezer to bolster that kasha says his opinion is that there's no chiv in the Torah chayik to chayik as a misacha. There's no mitzvah to chacha for someone who does an avera b'shege. Only if someone's doing an avera b'mezid, there you have a chiv to chacha. That's his sheet. It's a memeli, it's a mamonaja. If you didn't do that avera, there's no mokum for tochacha. If you did that avera b'mezid, there's not a misacha. How's it chayik the mitzvah to chacha? Elamayim zemin from here, and it's a mashmoiz a ton of the veil. The Bialacha brings it down as well in Arachayim. The mashmoiz is that to be nichal on amisecha means, to be shaykh to Torah mitzvahs means that if someone would give you the proper tachacha, you'd be mekayim Torah mitzvahs, even though you're not there yet, you didn't receive that tachacha, you're still shaykh to Torah mitzvahs. Someone who, even with tachacha, doesn't keep mitzvahs, or you would know, you have an umdana that you know that he's so mufka that even if you'd give him tachacha, he wouldn't keep the mitzvahs, then he's totally mufka, he's totally out of the klal of amshitcha b'tarei mitzvahs. But someone who ayidei tachacha would be able to keep the mitzvahs, would fulfill the mitzvahs, and he's still shayach tamisacha, he's still considered amshitcha b'tarei mitzvahs. And memela, that's why tachacha is okay to chayach tamisacha. Someone who shayach tachacha, you have a chayach tachacha, because he's still b'klal amisacha. Eino kanami, if you know that this person is so mufka that he's not going to come back, he's not going to do tshuvim with tachacha, then in the kanami, you don't have a mitzvah tachacha. Tanat Ve'olio brings in a pasuk in Mishlei, atochak let pentisna eka, right? Right, so faket, you're not supposed to, not only don't you have a chiv, but you now even, it sounds like you have a faket, an issi, you're not supposed to be give him tachacha. But someone who shaykh to tachacha, someone who shaykh to mitzvah took tachacha, avad you have a chiv to give him tachacha, and so too by Nosvam, if he shaykh, if you'd give him tachacha, and he come back, then in a chanab, he's still considered Yirei Hashem, and he's mitzvah on a Nosvam.
Isn't there a
Gemara
that says we don't have this man there? We don't have the real good machiach.
I don't know, but Vaisite is still.
Like that.
Lemaisa, that is the Lemaisa, the Sroah of the Chazon Ish. And the reason the Chazon Ish says that his general Hagdorah, which is not Poshe, but his general Hagdorah, that the Frey people are considered Tinoikish and Nishbu, the reason is, he says it's because there's no one today who can give proper tachacha, so you never know. Who knows if someone would have to give proper tachacha? Maybe he would come back. So how do you know what's considered someone who's a apikaris or someone who's a mumma? That's his taka yisvara. But all right, but the Ramah says so it is. They matuna not from a liray Hashem. Like I said, Shulchanok Rav says that means that after tachacha he still doesn't do tshuva. Second head to the Ramah is umisha ma'anes atzmi mutalaneo. Someone who himself inflicts him. Self, whatever that means, Misha Ma'ana es atzmoy mutalahineu, you're permitted to be ma'ana him. Now what does that mean? So the Sma says it means Misha Ma'ana es atzmoy epis, he himself is careless of his own behavior and he self inflicts pain on himself, so somehow that's a heta to be ma'ana him. However, it's Mavun Rishenim, the Makar of this halacha, the Ramah, in the Medrash, it's a mavu, it's a different pshat. It's a mavu that the pshat in this Ramah is just a continuation of the svara before. The Reim says that someone who's ma'ana you have a right to ma'ana him back. And he says the reason for it is not an Indian of Nakama, the reason for it is because someone who's ma'ana you and is not a shame in the Torah mitzvahs, because he's not mekayim, the issa in the Torah of Anoaz Dvarim, so he's mufka, he's not amisach anymore, so ma'anelu, you have a right to be ma'ana him back. And Misha Ma'ana Tatsu means someone who's Ma'ana you have a right to be Ma'ana him back. Abizai, Shazak Takash, everyone is, I think this man himself is on this chat, then why does he have to be Ma'ana you? If you see Reuven being Ma'ana Shimon, so you see he's a Machalal, he's not a Shem Ete Amit, so that should give you a heta to be Ma'ana Reuven. Why does it have to be only if he's Ma'ana you? So I think the chat is, it's Mavun Chavez Yor, that this heta is only, again, this heta is only if you saw someone who you know is oimid b'merda, someone who you know did not do tshuva. He says, for example, he says, if someone was ma'ana somebody else, Reuven was ma'ana Shimon, unless he does this day in and day out, you see that his whole midas, his whole mahus is to be someone who's careless and insensitive, and he's ma'ana other people, but if he does it mitamo, once, twice, whatever, you have to assume, shalom ha'chazaka, there's a shemeter mitzvah, he zikha did tshuva, he zikha went to his friend and mefayis him that night, so by the time you're going to try to use this heta and be ma'ana him, it's too late. How do you know he didn't shoot tshuva? How do you know he wasn't mefayis chava? So he says, if you taka see someone who's kaseda doing a ravada to heta, but if he only did it once, you never know. He probably did tshuva. However, if he's ma'ana you, then you know if he did tshuva or not. You know, did he come to you and ask for mechila? Kozman, he didn't come to you and ask for mechila. He was never mefayis you. Then you know that he's mufka from amisecha. He's not bechal tayyar mitzvahs, and that gives you a right to ma'ana him back. So basically, what you see is this heta to Yirei Hashem requires at least two ingredients. First of all, it has to be someone who you gave to Chacha already, or someone gave to Chacha already, proper to Chacha, and he didn't do tshuva. And second of all, it has to be someone who you taka know, who's Oymid Bemedoy, and he didn't do tshuva. It means he wasn't mefayis the other person. He himself didn't do tshuva. It means if you know for sure he didn't do tshuva, and he's still not doing tshuva, even though you're proper to Chacha, only then are you allowed to be ma'ana him. I would like to point out an important chinuch. So here the Ramaz Heta is only sort of, if someone does an issa, he's yotzei mechlala misecha. There is a chinuch, and it's a beautiful chinuch, and I would like to say it over verbatim. The chinuch says a different heta, it's more local, it's not a general heta, but on a certain situation, when someone's coming over to you and he's in the process of paining you and inflicting words against you, he's piling on tsar on you, you have a right to cut him short, even if it requires a nos for him back. And here's the Lashon HaChinuch. He says, Ein b'mashma, it cannot be that in the Pshat in this Pasuk, Shembo Yisrael Echad v'Hizchel, v'Yashiel Etzer HaChaver b'dvorim haroyim, sh'lo yaneh ha'shameah. It's impossible that Pshat in the Pasuk means that someone is being manning you with words, you just have to sit there quietly and just take it all in. First of all, Shayibishti Kasik Kamaidal Kiruvin, if you stand there quiet, then it's as if you are Maidin, you accept all the things that he's saying on you. That can't be pshat. Avotetzava isono, but rather the Torah is commanding us and nisrachik min amida hazois, we should stay away from this midah of anos v'am, v'shuloi naschil lehiskoitet ulacharef b'nei adam. We shouldn't be the initiator. We shouldn't start up with someone else and afflict him and pain him and mitzay him with words. Ubechein, and if we're never the initiator, with that beautiful chinuch, he natzal adam mikol zeh. He will never be nichlal, he'll never have to come to another Zvarim ever. Why? Kimisha ain't about katata, someone who's not the controversial person, he's not the person who constantly starts up with the other person. Le'yachafu b'nei adam, no one will ever pain him. Not only will he not initiate the process, no one will even initiate the process against him, no one will start up with him. Only zulasei hashoytim hagemurim. Only someone who's stam foolish, has nothing to do with himself, so he starts making a tumble, has nothing to do with himself. He's trying to make himself, so he thinks that this is how he'll climb the ladder of popularity by starting up with somebody else. Ve'en lasis lev al hashoytim. Why bother answering this guy? This guy's stam hashoytim. Why even pay attention to shoytim? Mimula yachichenu mecharf min b'nei adam. But if someone, mamish, a rare occurrence that someone b'nei adam will ever, not a shaita, but someone who's real, will ever start up with you, and it's and you'll need lahashav advarav, then royal lechokum sheyoshav lo derech silsul uneimus, he should answer back with derech kavod. The nata atzmei al hashoymim mechiruvav, and he should skirt the pain being inflicted upon him. He should get out of it. But rather, and reverse it, v'yashlech hamas ala mecharet, and he should put it back on the mecharet. For example, and he says, derech hatoivim shebimnei adam. This is the derech hatoivim shebimnei adam. For example, someone who's cursing you, or bashmutzing you, or hurting you with words, we have to answer him, lahavdol elefadoza, not to learn out from the presidents. But if you ever see the debates, they always, you know, when you start up with the immoral Clinton, his tshuva was, I don't lower myself and talk like that. That's all you have to say, and you already stopped, cut him short, and you yash lechamas ala machayif. You now chain, you know, reverse the tables against him. And he says, why is the chinuch? Shul nizchayif ha'odom lisbol hanizok in miyad chaver. A person is not mechuyif just to be soivol hezek coming to himself. Ki yesh loy v'shus linotu miyadu, he has a right to stop pain. He has a right to stop himself from being hurt. Avad, if the pain was already done and it's too late, doesn't mean you're allowed to call the guy up the next day and curse him back and hurt him back. That's faket. That's not going to faket. That would just grow the machlekes. But in the process, in the middle of the time when he's hurting you, you have a right to cut him short, even if it requires a nos dvarim. You have your right. Linotam miyado b'chol davar shu yachol linotam mimenu. However, zokta v'ulam yesh katman b'nei adam sha'ilu chasidusam kol kach. There is a katman b'nei adam that there are chasidim kol kach shelo yutzu laknas atzmo b'ra'azu. They don't permit themselves to use this heta lahoshiv chorfeim dava. They don't allow themselves to answer back and cut the guy short. Pen yigba aleim akas v'yispash to binyan yoyis midai, lest He's afraid they'll get out of hand, get out of control, and he'll talk to be ma'ana with dvarim in a mokin that it wasn't really necessary. So they are chassidim that they stop themselves short. They don't even allow themselves this hat, and they just sit back and they take it all in. So he gives pshat in the pasuk avad that there's a need to aspire to be anela v'ena oyovim. That's beautiful, but that's not meik adin. That's a midas chasidus. Meik adin, if someone is in the middle of painting you with words, you have a right to paint him back if you feel that that is going to stop him short and prevent him from causing you more pain. A limited hetzah in that situation. The most hetzah wasn't when you're trying to stop him. Most hetzah is like, if you know that Reuven is insensitive to others and he's not a shem mitzvah mitzvahs, you have a right, and everyone has a right to be ma'ane him. He's not nichlal in amisacha. All right, I'll stop here for questions.
The second thing that he was ma'ane you. This is just an example. It's not really, it's nichlal in the first class.
Correct. He's just bringing it out that not only a general thing, it's only Yerei Hashem, and not that he eats chaza, but even his son who's starting up with you, that alone makes him go out in the din of Amisecha. That alone makes him an Ein Hashem Retorim Mitzvah.
That's a second head there.
Correct. It's a continuation of the first shot. Correct.
I just want to add one thing I heard from Rabbi Solomon, to give a chizuk to people, in Shalom Chabasim, he says, why is it Kishemish Mikvasim? He says, because by my sabrachis, well, the Bona had all the time. What did the Shemesh do? He was quiet. And what happened to the Shemesh? He was on top. So it's not just Midas Chasidus. In the long run, you'll gain by being quiet. In the long run, it's the Bona Kamisa, you will gain. So it's an added incentive. At that time, it's painful, but it's worth it. Because in the end, you get
fine. Fine. Shkai.
Is there any qualifications for this Midas Chasidus? In other words, like, say if a person goes over to Ruven, goes over to Shimon and says, you're a Gana. The Chayra, he's being much relies on himself, he's being much, he's calling him a God, he's calling him a knight, whatever he's calling him, like, he's much like, you know. So the Chayra, is he supposed to answer back? Or is he?
Is he allowed to answer? He's supposed to. He just said two different things. And the love of Vayna Ovin is that vice versa, you can aspire not to answer back, but you are allowed to. Femfa and answer so the people around you don't have to think that you're moida to his chirif that you're taka again. If you have a right
issue.
Well, b'shtiga kada. Right, so therefore he says that you have the right. He doesn't say that. He just said that you have a right. Because there is an inin of Nelov and Venom Ovin.
I understand, but that's maybe that's only when it's.
When?
All you have to do is say, I don't agree. All you have to say, I don't agree with what you're saying. It says, they don't go back
and hurt the other guy.
And scream at him. You don't know what you're talking about. You're so stupid. You know, you don't have to say that. You say, I don't agree with what you're saying. And walk away.
All right. Let's continue. Sif Beis. Tark Lizar B'Yoyseh B'Anoas Hager Ben B'Gufay Ben B'Mamoynei. One has to be even more careful, more sensitive when we're dealing with a ger. Not to be manim, sai beguf, which is anas tvarim, sai bemamoni, which is a form of anas mamon, like we learned in Reish Kav Zayin. Lifi, shahuza alav bekam makoimis. Because it's a tziv in the Torah many times on a ger. Gemara says that the alav mamad vav, a memvav makoimis in the Torah, the Indian that the Torah is mechabit gerim with special azhar, special mention. I don't know what it means to be lizar yaisa. Every person you have a chiv to be lizar, but vice versa, you have to be even more sensitive, not to be even more loving. What's considered a ger? The Minchas Chinuch says, and it's really medik in the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't say ger. The Mishnah says ben gerim. The Minchas Chinuch says, as long as there's no parent, there's no zera Yisrael involved. If both parents are gerim, even though the child was noilad b'ketusha, he's considered still in this inyan a ger, even though he's a perfect Yisrael, he was never a goy. But he's still considered a ger because his zera is from gerim. If one parent would be a Yisrael, then that would be nifsak as din geris. But as long as keep gerim and ben gerim and keep on intermarrying and intermarrying, you go on the l'deri deris, they're considered gerim, and you have to be extra sensitive. Minchas Chinuch. And also Minchas Chinuch points out, as well as others, that unlike the first Issa, the Issa by Anos Tvarim, which applies to all Klal Yisrael, says Amisak has to be Amshir Tkobotar of Mitzvah, so someone who's not Yirei Hashem, the Ramah gives a Heta. Someone who's a Ger, even if he's not a Shem Yirei Mitzvah, Chulila, you're still mitzvah not to be ma'anim bedvarim. This heter does not apply to gerim. The heter, as someone does not a shame with her mitzvah, only applies to a full-fledged Yisrael, not to a ger. Any questions? All right, let's go further. Siv Gimel. Tzarek lizar b'inoas ishtoi. One has to be careful, again, more careful, b'inoas ishtoi. Why? Lefi shedem asa mitzuya. She frequently cries. She nears the threshold of crying sooner than somebody else. And what's the problem if she cries sooner? And Mamela the Mufarshim say, if she cries sooner, so like we said before, so if she is brought to Tzaka sooner, then the Einish will be Mamaya Lovai. And the Einish will come sooner as well. Therefore, you have to be more careful. So Machlekes Mufarshim, if it means Anoz Ishoi V'kol Shekein Isha Acheres, or if a cat, dafka anos isha, someone who's dependent on you and feels a kasher, so she's slighted, she's pained easier, but it will be an isha acheres, that's a regular din like any Yisrael, and that's avad alav, and you have to be careful, but not this extra zahiris. So makleks mefarshim. It's meduyik, the Bali Musa would like to say, and I think here's a raya, that it's meduyik that an isha who cries sooner, that an isha who cries sooner, the Muslim mitzvah is not because she's a crybaby, not because, I mean, let's say we can go with a threshold of pain, for example. We have to be careful like an isha, just like an isha. It's Mashman and Bali Musa say that an isha reaches number 10, reaches a greater degree, a severity of pain sooner. She jumps to number 10 much quicker than a man, and therefore you have to be more careful because the anah will be more severe, will be more inflicted of pain sooner before a regular man. Her pain, she gets a great degree of pain sooner. She travels, she gets there quicker, and therefore you have to be more careful. You'll be over the lav quicker when you pain her because she'll be slighted quicker, she'll get there quicker. It's not shot that she's not manly, she can't take pain like an ish. No, her threshold of pain is the same like an ish, but she gets there much quicker. She'll reach that pain much quicker.
The same would apply to a sensitive man, let's say an ultra sensitive man, the same would apply.
Look, correct?
The lav quicker.
Correct.
But the lav is dependent on the receiving end.
Correct.
But the love you're over right away. This is talking about the punishment.
No.
Well, it's both. It sounds both. It's not just on the punishment. It's the degree, right? You have a severity of a love. If I pain someone by saying something not nice, I did a love. Let's say I really pained him. I can't imagine that you can have 2 degrees of pain and the einish is the same. And the love is the same. I'd rather you hurt someone more, then the degree of the einish will be more as well. Not just in the swiftness of being, carried out, but also in the...
The einish is different than any other einish in the Torah. If a person needs a gezeis chaser, whether he enjoys it or he doesn't enjoy it, it's oiver and iser. You have to tell me if somebody's oiver, I know, it's going to depend on...
No, the iser is oiver no matter what, but the severity of the iser depends. Means if a person is chaser and he enjoys it, his
that's not really so. No, you're right. Let's say a man doesn't mitzar as quickly or as easily as a woman, so therefore you won't be the employed addition until you mitzar then.
No, that's definitely true. But what's on? Let's say you already reached the degree of tzar. But an Isha's degree of tzar reaches crying, the most of Matsuya much sooner. Means let's say they both have a tzar, so you'll be over the left side for the man, side for the woman, but the woman reaches dima, reaches crying sooner, so therefore you have to be more careful because her pain is greater.
I think the Shulchan is saying that you will be over the lot quicker. Don't mess with a woman because you'll be over the
lot. But it's not just a quick, it's the mathematics. It's a severity of the lot.
Of course, that's her nature. And male,
you learn out from the mathematics that even on a slight infraction, she gets...
The point is that the mathematics is goes back to the Gemara Sharadim
alone.
You're going to get punished.
It's true. True. If you want to do that, then you can be masked with the Raya. About that, they're both the same, but an ish who doesn't cry won't bring out the punishment. Okay. Fine, let's continue. Let's do
sit.
Sorry?
Why doesn't it say Alman or Yasin?
Uh-huh. Well, we're going to see here. All right. It's a valid point. I mean, Almana is just a greater degree, but really every Isha is involved. Well, if you hold like the Mefarshim, that Kosher Kain, Shar, Noshim, so.
Like love of
Gair, so Kosher Kain, Almana. But if.
Love of
Gair was said,
like
love means like
Sif Bey. Oh, you mean why Sif Bey is wanted. Oh, yeah. Good question. All right, let's move on to Sif Dalet. Ketzer hu anoas dvarim. What is anoas dvarim? And now the Mechaz is going to give you a few examples. First example, you go into a store and you ask the guy, okay, how much are you selling this for? And you have no interest in buying it. Why do you do it? Either your curiosity causes you to do it, or maybe you intend to buy somewhere else which doesn't have a display or showroom. Let's say he has a catalog, so he tells him, just get me the catalog number of this dishwasher and I'll get it for you. So you go to someone else who has a showroom, you find out all about the product, and then you go ahead and you buy it by someone else. Whatever it is, you're not allowed to do it. This is a Noras Devarim. Now why is this a Noras Devarim? There are four categories why this is Nichlal and a Noras Devarim. If we learn Tsar, so it's a general reason. The Tsar, you Matar the guy. He thought he has a customer coming, and you let him down. You fake him out, believing that he has a customer, and you let him down, that he doesn't. If you learn Boishas, like the other Rishonim, then it becomes difficult. Where is the Boishas here? So the Rash Mishans, who suggests, as Lashon, he doesn't really address the issue, but in Petech Dvarav, he says that there could be a Boishas that you made a fool out of him. You asked him questions, you were asking about the thing, Kilo, like you let him to believe that you're interested in buying, and then you walk out of the store, he feels like a piece of dirt, that he was fooled, giving so much time to you or whatever, even addressing you, and he feels taken advantage of, he feels embarrassed that he was duped. Some say there's an Indian of Gnevis Das. The Rav says Prati is as Gnevis Das, that you have to know what that means, but it could be a Gnevis Das that you're trying to show that you're interested in buying by him, you're his friend, and you have no interest. And other Stam say, the Miri says it's, the Miri who learns Al-Boishas has a problem here, what to do. So he suggests this is like sort of a different type of an Nisa, and this is a Nisa of Hezek, Yamazik. And why? There are going to be people in the store there, and you say, oh, how much is this tape recording? He says, oh, it's $50. $50, and you walk out. Now the other guy who might have been interested in purchasing a tape recording sees, well, this guy thinks $50 is too high, I'm not going to buy $50. So you walk, the next guy walks out as well. So you're causing him a hefzid, you're chasing away koinim.
Doesn't do it in like a nasty way, like $50.
Oh, but even if he walks out, the observer, you have to think about, what are you thinking about? Because maybe the price is too high. So the observer thinks, oh, one second, he's not sure if he wants to buy for $50. I'm not sure either.
Well, the Russian is, if I
want to
buy, but I don't know the price, and then
no, that's Mota. I'm going to get to that. One second. And Rabbeinu Hananel has a play in the mirror. He says, even if no one's there. It's Pshat Stamla. You go over to a seller and you ask him how much this is, and he's creating his own prices. Usually they're not fixed prices. And he decides to sell his tape recorder for $50. He thinks that's a marketable price. And you walk in, $50, walks out. The next cousin walks in, $50, walks out. After a while, he's going to think, hey, I guess $50 is too high, and he'll lower his price, or he won't raise the price in the future. So basically, you're causing him a hefset on how to market, or how much to market the item for. But avada the dig is, it's only v'huene reitzel l'knoisei. Avada, if you talk or are sincere and you have even a possibility, a real possibility that you plan on buying there and you want to know the price, or you're not convinced, you just want to know more specifics about it for you to make a decision, but there's a tzad that you're going to buy there, then that's not a problem. The problem is that you really had no intention of buying there and you duped him. And it's meduik in Rashbam and Psochem. If you ask for shoes, and you tell him, I have no intention of buying, I just am curious about the price, that's beautiful. And then you didn't dupe him, etc. You weren't even any of the time him, and that's... Sorry? So, well, you're seeing, I told the seller that I have no interest in buying, I'm just curious to know the price. That's a fair thing. So the person sees you walking out, won't be turned off. He sees you, look up here, I have no intention of buying, you were just curious to know the price, and that's fine. So we're doing a Rashbam.
Once I walk into the store, I don't have money with me now, and I still have to make the chesed. But I have to start the tzad, and then you walk out. Still causing me a hefset. But you had the right to do that. You have a right to grab the Gemara. I'm talking about the mention of the Rashbam, is that there was a midas chasidis not to do that. Maybe this is the reason, because he caused him a hefset. Might be other reasons, if he sets it aside for you and you never come back to buy it. But at least it's meduik over there. It's only a midas chasidis. If you have intention to buy and everything's fine, then there's no problem. And it's meduik in the Rashbam over there that by a goy, others say it as well from other sources, that this issa does not apply to a goy. You are allowed to go to a goyish store and ask him what's the price, and it's not a problem. If it would be as Gnevis Das, that's a bit difficult because we're going to see that Gnevis Das applies to a goy as well. But as the other Isurim, Tar, Boishas, whatever it is, well, no, it's Varm, Zikha doesn't apply to a goy. It only applies to Shem Eterim Mitzvahs, not a Friyeh, Koshike, not a goy, and you wouldn't have a problem. You'd be allowed to do this. If you go into a department store and there is no owner, let's say going to Home Depot, there's no one, there's a 20, 30 workers there, no one cares really, then there's reason to say that you would not be bechlal this issa, because you didn't mitzayah anyone, you weren't mazik anyone, you didn't goin avdas anyone, you weren't mevayish anyone, to sell him, you're not dealing with the seller. But if the seller is in the store and he sees a customer walk in and then walk out empty-handed, that is where the problem. Okay, yeah, they don't mention that, but if the Taka's time was valuable in the Chanami, if there's something they could have done with his time, otherwise it's, he's doing you a chesed. You're curious and he's giving you a chesed. Forget you gave him an opportunity to be machesed with his time.
Dealing for a time,
then 100%. But in a Chanami, all right. Let's go on to the next example. How you chamorim of Akshim look nice to the chamorim who are interested in purchasing tefuah, lo yeim alahem, do not tell them, l'chu eitz uploimni, go to Yena, v'hu yedeya she'ein lo limker, and you know that Yena does not sell tefuah. So what's the problem? It's makhloik is what the problem is. Some say that you're hurting that person. It means you'll send, let's say someone used to be in the line, he used to sell tefuah, and times were bad, and he had to get out of that line, and now he sells shoes, whatever it is. So to get him, what you'll do is you send him customers for tefuah. Oh, you're looking for tefuah? Go to Reuven. You're looking for tefuah? Every person goes to Reuven. Do you sell tefuah? And they say, no, I'm sorry, I'm not in the line anymore. You're stabbing him. You're digging it. You're digging into him that, no, he can't be in that line. He's not in that line, and you're hurting him. So really, you're afflicting Yena. Others say that that's Rashi's trap. The Kesef Mishnah says that no, you're hurting these people. You're draining them a cup. You're sending him on a wild goose chase. Oh, go to Yen, he sells two, and he really doesn't. You know, like in where was it? It was in Nevada, I believe. They used to badavka to be kovish the midas. They used to badavka walk into a pharmacy and ask for nails, or walk into a hardware store and ask for toothpaste. To be fakir, to be embarrassed. That's very nice. He's doing the Bikovish Yom Midas. But you can't send Yen and say, oh, go into this pharmacy and he sells nails. He walks in for nails and everyone looks at me. He's fell off. Where is he coming from? He's asking for nails in the pharmacy. It's like an Eitzah Shein Hugenis. Rashi Grada by Nos Vam and Chumash brings an Eitzah Shein Hugenis as well. But these are the two pshatim. The Chofetz Chaim says that the Issa of a Nos Dvarim is only an Issa Bafonov. If you are ma'anim, another dvarim shaloi b'fonim, you might have other isurim, but you're not going to be over the nis of another dvarim. And l'chayr from this Rashi, you see fakir. This Rashi had a case of another dvarim by sending chamorim, sending people to ask a seller, one-time seller, of tefuah, or asking someone who maybe he was never sold tefuah, but unfortunately he can't be in the line. It's chalishing to go into the line, but he doesn't have enough capital, and he's sending customers. You're not there to be manic, you're sending people, you're sitting back home, you're in your living room, you send people there, and yet it's a form of anor tefuah, even though you didn't do a profanum. The chayr from here is a right, not like the Chofetz Chaim. Give me matrik, at least maybe they're hurting him, profanum.
But in reality, it's happening.
All right. You have to know what the Chazmai meant that is dafka b'fonim. Okay. Let's continue. Im hayakaver about tshuva, if he's about tshuva, lo yeim lo zechor ma'asech harishenim, remember your old ways before you did tshuva. And from there, some make a dig. If he wasn't about tshuva, and he's still not keeping Torah mitzvahs, this will be a makar to the Ramon Zephalot, that if he's any Yirei Hashem, if he's not Shema Torah mitzvahs, you don't have a chiv. It's only if he's about tshuva now, and you can't tell him, Zuchar Ma'asecha Rishonim. Im hoye ben gerim, lo yeim aloi Zuchar Ma'asei Avaisecha. Im hoye yusurin boim alov, lo yeim aloi Kederek Shoram Ruchaver, Eiv had very good friends, and he taught, in his time of pain, they told him, halo yirosko kislasecha, Zuchar mihu noki avad. Which means, your Yira is Kislasek, it's only a Kisilis, it's fake. Obviously, you're not Teicha Gebara. If you talk to be Yirei Hashem and the Shein Tehem, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't pain you and afflict you with Yisurim. HaKoko, you're getting these Yisurim because you're a faker. You're really not a Yirei Hashem. You're really inside, you're really a Koifa. You're really B'chadri Chadorim, not a Shein Tehem, it says. And that's what they told him, Zchorne me who knock you over. Do you know anyone who was Taka Shein Tehem, it says? Do you know of anyone who was a Noki, was Ovad? So how come you're being Ovad? The reason why you're being Ovad is because you're Taka Faker. And why did they do it? They did it because the Rishonim say it's because Eiv was being Misraim on Midas of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's complaining about the din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his Yisurim. So they were tightening up, being Mastik as a din, and say, don't complain because you deserve it. But in Minastam Avad, you're now let go to someone who's sick and say, you deserve it for this and this reason. In Nishal HaShailot Vachokma, here's if you want to get your Rav back, Nishal HaShalat V'Chokma, Shailin halacha dvachokma lo yemel lemishenu yedeir yisachokma. You know, someone, you go over bedaka to someone who doesn't know the Indian. Matosha bedavazer. What do you say about this? You know that someone only answers certain type of shailas. You go over to him. He asks mashallah. You know someone who's a chacham, even in dvar chacham, someone who's a physicist, he knows physics, and he'll ask him something about computers, or vice versa, just down to get him to show that he's not so smart. That is also a form of a noes dvarim. V'chein kol kayetu b'dvarim elan, anything similar to these examples. And these things are, if I say it's important, the mechab is loaded, v'chein kol kayetu b'dvarim elan, if I say it's not a general klal, every form of tsar is a noes dvarim. In fact, the chinuch, when he brings down the itz of anos varim, in the midst of anos varim, he brings down these examples, and he says, "V'chein kol kiyetz b'dvar mele." These examples of Chazal are either this or no. Now, I'm not sure exactly what he's trying to exclude, but vice versa, no is not a general in and of itself. It's only limited to these examples and something similar. I would like to suggest, pshat in the chinuch is that we only, that's really the chinuch's lashon. If you are machis someone, if you mevayi someone, you mitzar someone as something that he cannot stand up, he cannot be meshev, he cannot be oimer olav and reply. For example, someone who's a baal tshuva, it was his fault he was born fry, it's his fault that he did it. Now what are you going to do to him? He did tshuva, and what do you want him to do? He's a ben gerim, it's his fault that his parents weren't yidden. He has nothing to answer, it's true, and he has nothing, and you're being menatzel, you're taking advantage of his shortcomings, that is a north worm. If you go over to someone and you say, "I hate your gods," now it's not a nice thing to do, you might have other yisurim and you mitzire him, there's nothing in a north worm. You didn't take advantage of his shortcoming, you just taka hate his gods. Now, I mean, not to be able to assist, no other problems, but why should that be a north worm? If you curse someone, you say you should drop, whatever the curse might be, it's very nice that you, I mean, it's whatever, you have other yisurim of cursing him, but it shouldn't be b'klal noz varim. You didn't take advantage of his weakness, you didn't take advantage of his shortcomings. Maybe that's what the chinuch meant, that it shouldn't be b'klal noz varim. However, the Shulchan Aruch Rav does say that if someone is makal or someone else, it is b'klal noz varim. I don't know if that's the case, and I don't know pshat in the chinuch what he's coming to exclude. You see, the other Rishonim who dan with the Meiti Shemra in the Torah, Meiti Shemra is b'klal noz varim. To know also, are you taking advantage of his shortcomings?
Let's say something caused me to notice about taking the bezin, then what?
You can't take the bezin, nothing to do. Correct, right. The first part, this first sir that we were learning tonight, is not really chesh mishra related. This is really yoridei. I don't know, it's somewhere else. But it's not chesh mishra related. It is not.
Just from what you just said, it's a tzarek lezayu and yos ishto. What's the shortcoming? I mean,
you don't know how to cook, you always burn the food, you're always late, you always this, you don't know how to take care of the kids. Again,
so it's really anything?
It's really anything that she can't answer to. She can't respond. If you just, I mean, Khalilah, tell your wife some stam, you don't like her, whatever it is, but it's not.
No, I'm trying to bring out that this is different than Geirim and all these other things. Because she can have an answer to all these things.
She could. Why'd she burn herself on it?
Because she was busy taking care of the kids.
All right, so then, and you know how it goes. And the next one, well, you're a baffling. Why couldn't you?
What do you get this criteria? That it's only necessarily a shortcoming.
That is the Lashon HaChinuch. The Lashon HaChinuch by a Nozvarm, when he teaches a Nozvarm, it's a diik. He says it means when you're mevayishim and mavhileu and machiseu at a time that he cannot respond. He cannot, it's exact logic. I think it's something like he cannot be oimid. If you want, let me see if I get you. No, Yachol Yizar. One second. Let me see if I can.
What's the point? What's the criteria?
He has no strength. He has no koyach to prevent it from happening. He has no tshuva. He has no reply. I'm not just making a dik. I could be wrong in a day, but that's a lashon chinuch, and the chinuch also continues, and therefore it's dafka like these things that Chazal stipulate v'chol koyetz b'dvar melo. If it would be across the board mitzai, it wouldn't be limited to these examples.
It doesn't make more say that if you the kind of shame around the
right? That's going to be the next halakha. We're about to do it. The next halakha. Depending what the shamra is. Right?
Make a guy name,
can't it? Oh, well, let's hold off to Sefer, we'll get to it. I want to still cap Ryan Sefer.
Everything's crisis. We have Facebook, so we can't answer.
Well, you can give a reason why his prices are so high.
It makes
you
make more money. You stay in the store, you need it once, you're asking the prices, and you make a comment about how high the prices are.
Right. And if you, what are you saying? That's something that he could or cannot stand for? It's grama, it's grama, it's menias harevach. You're not going to get anywhere in Bezin, don't waste your time. It's menias harevach. Chase away customers, you're not going to get anywhere. I mean, you get them maybe to stop, restraint, not to do it in the future, but you're not going to, it's not actionable in court. You can't get anywhere.
I want to say that, but I said, after you read the chinuch, a wife can never stand up to her husband. That's why it's...
No. All right. I guess different notion. All right, let's cover on one more sif, which is what you mentioned. Sif Hey, which is really the last sif in the first third, which this deals with primarily on the form. You're not allowed to call someone else a name. Even though that shame, that kino is stuck, that nickname is stuck, and he's rogo with it already, if you're kavon, it's to be mevaisha, it's also. Some say it's talking about where he gets some inion of pain. Others say no, even if he doesn't have any pain whatsoever. But if you're kavana, and that's why the Makkabah says, kavana, even though he doesn't get any pain, he's so used to his nickname. But if his kavana is to be mevayishim, to make fun of his nickname, then it's also. So who are then if it's his real name? Let's say you go over to a lady who's Yenta and you make fun of the name Yenta or something like that. In Okanami, you'll have the same problem. Even though she's used to the name, it is her name, and she doesn't get any pain. But your intention is to be mevayisha, to hurt her, it will be an issa.
It means that you shouldn't say always, but mean that sometimes you could call him that thing?
No, it sounds like you should never do it. The Toysis Sokham has a problem that Gemara called, what was it, Ben Isaac called him Ben Kocha, whatever, Toysis already wanted.
It's not
maybe we're cautious that he might get pain. Because if he doesn't get pain and your kavana is not to mevayish him, it's mota. But if he gets any pain, even if that's not your kavana, you think that's his name, or your kavana to mevayish him, even if he doesn't get pain, it'll be also. But if you have both milas, that is.
If he doesn't get pain, then you have to kavana, then it means you're allowed.
Then it would be mota, yeah. And we mother, maybe there should be Yizor, maybe that's what, if that's the dig. Oh, sorry? I've got the Dutch boy. Why? Because that's what the Rashi points out. This is this halakha, because the Kavanah is Levayish, right? If the Kavanah would not be Levayish, and he'd be used to it, and he has no pain, it would be Mota. Right. Well, what your Kavanah is, if you...
There's no pain caused, no damage done.
And what would your Kavanah, Levayish or not?
But
that's not makash on these rishayim. I don't have a pshat. What is makav saying? Kavanos levayish. It's also even though he doesn't get pain.
Oh yeah, it is.
So nobody explains why he's telling kavana.
I don't see what kavana would do. If itaka isn't being hurt, just because you have kavana levayish, why should that be a problem? I don't know.
And the first thing that when you mavaish something, you annoy the one, you say something, and I'm a strong person. I don't get whatever. I don't get pain. Is that discussed before? It's the same thing. Then I'm still in your annoyance.
I don't know if you weren't mitzayach haver at all. No, it's to pain someone with words. If you didn't pain him, even in, and I should really point out that according to some Mephoshim, they have a pshat in a Reb Yehuda, maybe a Tosefta, truly Machlokes, but maybe a Reim, that it's lav dafka limited to words. You can pain someone with actions. You could, for example, you could walk into the store and not say anything. That's where the Toilet Ein Aval HaMekach, you didn't say anything. You're browsing and then you walk out empty-handed and you had no intention to buy. That alone is already the same problem. Because it's the same anozram, the same busha, the same tzar, same mazik, same everything. You're browsing, you walk out, must be he wasn't interested, and you let the guy down. That itself, and from there they bring a right to all cases, any time you cause someone pain, ducha maisa, even if it's not through words, you have the same problem of anoz.
I was thinking about kavanah tzor levayishai. There is a thing about this, mind ponim aponim. Sometimes a person can feel what you're trying to do.
So that means he's saying the kavanah levayish is only if you have that kavanah, then he will take a feel the busha.
He'll feel that you're trying to do something.
All right, but again, it's limited only if you take a feel.
So if it's possible to go into the store, if you have no intention yet, now with the kavanah, no shopping. This thing I walk in stores.
We have no intention to buy at all? But window shopping, and you're going to, if you see something you like, you will buy it?
You never know.
So then you have a tzad, you might be buying.
I
don't know what that means. If you see something that you like, there's some people who enjoy window shopping, they go to malls, but if they see something they like, they'll take a shot, they'll take a boy. So then it's like anyone who's going in and wants to be educated, find out more specifics. But if it's going to be someone who just is partially window shopping, he knows for sure, he didn't bring along money, he knows for sure he's not buying anything, he has no intent of buying, he just wants to enjoy the ambiance of these stores, yeah, then you have a problem if it's a Yiddish store.
You know, if you ask the storekeeper, will tell you, I want them to come in. Because
if you'll ask him and you go over to the guy and say, look, I'm just curious, I want to just browse, do you mind? Fine.
One person will buy.
So if you get that permission from the store owner, or you sometimes have these signs, browsers are welcome, then I hear. But in absence of that, and he's a Yiddish store owner, you have this problem.
And it's the normal das of shopkeepers, and that is man with kufa.
I don't think the normal... I don't know.
You would want
what line are you in?
Retail.
So what happens, you see, I know you're in furniture. What happens if, how would you feel if I would walk into this store, I have no intention of buying from you, I want to buy from a catalog, I just need to know, to compare to other tables.
I have to meet my wife for an hour, and the bus is coming in an hour, so I have an hour to kill. So now, we'd
want to... There's a difference. If no one has any intention to buy, but they have nothing to do, I don't have a problem if they come into one store. But when somebody specifically has no intention to buy, they're going to buy someplace else, they're just coming to...
Okay, use you. Right. So I don't know if people go into the Swarm store, they have no intention to buy, just want to see the Swarm and look around.
Because, no, because if they see a new Gishmak HaSefer, they'll buy it. Ultimately, they buy it.
Sure.
So they'll come back the next day, they'll buy it.
No,
just have nothing to do with that time. Focus,
they
have extra time. If you know, again, this is about luck. If you tell me that you know for sure that the Mecha doesn't mind, and there's an Umnana, he doesn't mind, or he has a sign, browsers are welcome, or he told you so, that's fine. But in absence of an Umnana, if you have a suffix, then you mechuyev to tell. I'm just curious. In fact, that Pesach question has a problem. How do Chazal, how do assessors, let's say you have a Shiloh, no, we had, right? You have to assess the price. I think we mentioned this later. How do you ever go around to assess the price? Because you're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to be toilet in a Valamekak if you have no intention to buy. The Torah says, I'll call you, have to tell every seller, I have no intention to buy. I'm just curious to know the price. Could you help me out? And I'm just curious. I want a window shop, and that would be fine.
Just one thing here. The Mechaber says that the history is to go into a store and ask how much is this item when you have no intention to buy it.
Correct.
But to walk into a store to look...
That's what I said. The Rabbi Yehuda says, Toile Eina Vala Mekan. And from there they learn out, even without any diva, just browsing. Toile Eina Vala Mekan. You walk into a store and you look at items that's already on the Dvarim. Even though there's no diva, from there they learn out that it's us even without Dvarim. Your action caused pain. He thought he had a customer and he was let down. You can imagine a startup store, I'll bring it to the extreme, a startup store, he's challenging for a customer, and customer finally walks in, browses around 15 minutes, just walks out. You don't think his heart just dropped? He was disappointed. And if he had no intention to buy, he was playing with the seller. He let him down, that's enough. So now you can take it to the next level. You know, everyone has done what it is. If you tell me that the shteg is, you know this guy doesn't mind browsers, that will be fine.
Can I surf on the web?
Sorry?
Can I surf on the web?
I think so. But because they track how many hits?
Yeah, they track
it. How many hits? Yeah, probably. First of all, anyway, if it's goyim, it's not a problem. You surf on the web with the site as the Yiddish site. I can't imagine if it's tar, boish, it's well, it's no mazik, no gnev, it's das. Sorry?
What happens
if he pays per hit as an advert? You mean because his site is located at someone else's site and he gets paid per hit? Yeah, I hear. That could be mamish mazik. That's mazik moment.
Except that he also wants browsers. He doesn't know.
But he wants a browser who entertains buying. He wants a browser who has even a 1% chance of buying. But the guy has no intention of going there to find out about a product so he can buy it somewhere else. I don't think he wants that hit. And especially if he has to pay for it. And a Konami, that would be a mazik. All right, any other questions? Sorry, how is it a Nosrav Makana? Because he's using a word and he paints, he gets embarrassed. Machabah's Lashon is he's embarrassed. You call a guy Yenta, you call a guy, I don't know, long legs. Sorry? He came into it. He's tall. He's 6'6", and you call him, like the guy in town, you call him Stretch, or whatever it is. And God, he might not mind, I'm not saying, but if you call him something like that, so you might be making fun, ridiculing his height. What he's going to say, I'm not tall, I'm short. I mean, it's a fact. He was born tall, there's nothing he could do, right?
Can they call a guy a fool, for example?
Yeah, call a guy a fool, that's what I'm suggesting, that from the chinuch, maybe. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't seem like it. Don't rely on me, my luck.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.